So our Lord is not forcing or instructing the apostles to do fasting, and like the scribes and the Pharisees and John's disciples, because they're not fully formed yet. This is another way of saying our Lord is very patient with the apostles and his training of them. So they're like children, and we're all like children. We need to be handled gently and patiently and kindly, firmly at times, but with great patience. And our Lord certainly was that way with the apostles, and he's encouraging us to do the same with those who we may influence in some way, as opposed to like a controlling kind of personality that we might have to others, that you gotta make sure that they do everything right, the children or whoever they're in your influence, control everything they do and get upset at every mistake that's made. And certainly our Lord was not that way, and that's not patience, and that's not, certainly we wouldn't want to be treated that way. It's all about charity, and if we do try to control people like that, they're only going to rebel and resist and dislike and get angry and just maybe do the opposite of what you tried to lead them to do in the right way. So it's all charity and patience and kindness and understanding. And some people are never going to learn what you try to tell them to do things right. They're just not gonna learn it. And so we have to accept that all of it is charity, patience. And if we do show that, there are people going to grow up healthy in their faith, healthy in their moral practice. And again, it all comes down to charity. When we practice charity and kindness and goodness to others and patience, they will turn out in the best way. So we ask our Lord to give us this grace to show this towards others, show this kind of mercy and kindness and charity.